with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search is continuing for more than 160 people still missing in Texas after a destructive wall of water killed more than 100 people in the Texas Hill Country. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
Texas State Senator Paul Bettencourt is working on a bill to provide funding for warning sirens in the more flood-prone parts of Texas.
It follows devastating flash floods in Texas that killed over 100 people during the 4th of July weekend. The Houston Republican says federal studies show too many people ignore weather alerts on their cell phones. In addition, many kids at summer camp are not allowed to bring cell phones with them. Bettencourt plans to have the bill ready for the upcoming special session of the Texas legislature, which starts July 21st. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump is defending his timetable for imposing global tariffs. We'll get more on that from correspondent Greg Clugston.
After announcing sweeping tariffs in early April, the president issued a 90-day pause. That extension expires this week. And now the tariffs will take effect next month.
August 1st, they pay. And everybody pays. Everybody has to pay. And the incentive is that they have the right to deal in the United States.
He also told a cabinet meeting of plans to place a 50% tariff on copper and steep taxes on pharmaceutical drugs, as high as 200%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new major milestone in the world of business, the chipmaker NVIDIA, surpassing $4 trillion in market valuation. It's the first company ever to pull that off. Stocks open higher on Wall Street as the administration seeks to win more deals with global trading partners. Crude oil and other energy prices were lower. This is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on so-called conversion therapy in a ruling that gives the governor more power over how the state laws are enacted. Conversion therapy refers to the practice of licensed counselors helping a young person abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The court ruled that a legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice was unconstitutional. The decision takes power away from the legislature. This is SRN News. Air travelers may no longer be required to remove their shoes before boarding a plane.
The TSA is looking to abandon the requirement. According to reports, if implemented, it would put an end to a security screening mandate put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after shoe bomber Richard Reed's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami.
And that was shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. As job seekers look for work in a challenging environment, an increasing number are falling victims to scams that promise good pay for completing easy online tasks. The Federal Trade Commission says the scams start innocuously, often with a tailor-made text or WhatsApp message. Officials say a union representing thousands of city workers in Philadelphia and the city have reached a new deal to end their walkout. More on these stories at srnnews.com.